Jennings Bazur of the Watelaine 4-H Club visiting with us here at Brule County 4-H Achievement Days. Jennings, thanks for visiting with us today. And so, what are you showing?
I'm showing two steers, one Simmental and one crossbred.
How do you go about getting them ready for showing?
So, it starts back in last fall. We have to feed them all winter, and then, like, now in the summer, you wake up every morning and you wash, feed, and then you blow them out, and you gotta comb the hair to train it and to get them all ready for the show.
How long does it take with the cleaning and blowing out?
1 to 2 hours.
And then how do you keep them clean?
So all day we keep them inside under the fans and try to keep them cool. And then we sometimes, if it's going to be muddy or like if it's snowing, we like to put straw out in their pen.
How often are you working with your steers?
In the summer, every day. And like when we're getting ready for a show in the fall and then the winter, we try to do it every single day.
So what are the judges looking for in the ring?
So, in steers, you want to look for good structure, muscle, see how mature they are, and it's kind of a judge's perspective kind of a deal.
I understand you also did some welding. Tell us about that project.
So, I made a bunk out of some metal we bought from Max Steel in Huron. We got some square tubing so the calves can't rub their hair off. We use some tubes so it stand it up, and I'm going to use it to feed my show steers.
How long did it take to make this?
That project took 6 hours.
And did you have plans for it?
Yeah, I'm going to use it for my show steers, and that's about it.
And you also did some recycling and refurbishing. Tell us about that.
So if I had some old scrap metal laying around, and I decided I wanted to use it for make a corral. And so I made the corral, and then I wanted a portable chute so I could pull it around for toys. And so I made a chute, and then I also made a little four-wheeler trailer.
Jennings, you've been in 4-H for 5 years now. Are you thinking about any other projects for the future?
Not really. I usually just start building stuff and just start putting them under categories.
Jennings, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's a good experience. There's a lot of good people involved, and it teaches you good life lessons.
My friend Jennings Pazur of the Watelaine 4-H Club joins us here at Pukwana for Brule County 4-H Achievement Days.